America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I like a good time. I like to have a party.
I know you do.
It's Dirty's Daily.
All right, should the Texans play Will Anderson and Nico Collins this weekend if they are able? Here's the current situation with both players. Nico Collins, who is on IR, he's eligible to come off. We've heard hide nor hair of what's going on with Nico, but he is eligible to come off. And Will Anderson banged his ankle up last week in the game, returned, and then went back out. And Will Anderson has not practiced Wednesday or Thursday, did not practice, is the report on the official Texans report today. Now, that comes on a week when obviously they played last Thursday, so there's an extra three-day break there. And if Will and company, there's several guys that still aren't practicing, then it's obviously an injury worth keeping an eye on, right? This isn't a rest situation like Laremy Tunsil. If they're not practicing or they're limited today, that means that the extended break, 5 or 6 day break from playing football, has not been enough to get them back healthy. So it's definitely something to keep an eye on. But let's assume that the Texans announce that Nico's coming off of IR this week, and that Will Anderson, although he didn't practice, is going to play this weekend, or at least is eligible and able. Let's say it's eligible with Nico, able with Will. Should the Texans play those two impact players, with the exception of C.J. Stroud? These are the two biggest impact players on this entire roster. Maybe I guess Joe Mixon is in that conversation now, but I would still say Nico, considering he was leading the NFL in yards when he got injured, is probably a little bit bigger of an impact player there. But those two guys, if they're healthy, and D'Amico Ryans is in a spot where it's, do I play him or do I not play him? If you're D'Amico, what do you say? We want to hear from y'all. 713-572-4610. Shoot us a text. Let us know how you feel about it. Would you play those guys? Here's D'Amico Ryans when he spoke about Will Anderson and Nico Collins. Obviously asked about the status, and here's what D'Amico had to say.
Nico is doing good. We'll see where he ends up.
How about Will Anderson?
Same with him. He's doing well. We'll see where he ends up.
Tight to vest, as usual. Doesn't really give us much. Not really. Doesn't give us anything of note about either player. So this is, if they're healthy, would you play those guys? Ron, where do you sit? Playing against Detroit this weekend, monster game, Sunday Night Football, prime time. You've lost two of your last three. This is an opportunity for the Texans to kind of reemerge, if you will, as one of the top AFC football teams, if they can go in there and beat what a lot of people believe is the best team in football. Definitely one of the top two teams in football, any way you slice it. Just your thoughts on playing those guys this week.
Yeah, to me, I think they are, at least at the very least, different camps a bit, right? Like
the two players you talked about?
Yeah, okay. In terms of how I would go about it. This is an ankle, right? And we'll see how it is. If he's 85% or something, it's not like it could get much worse than what he's doing, obviously, unless he re-injures the same thing. But it's something that an ankle sprain you can kind of play on. We understand guys you can play on, and it is not a big risk of it's going to get completely worse. To me, with Nico coming off with the hamstring, I just don't think you can really flirt around with that. I think you want to make sure it is completely good before he goes back, because if he, you know, completely, you know, lets it loose and re-injures it, you know, that's another 4 or 5 weeks potentially with that. So at least for me with Nico, I would most definitely rest Nico. If you haven't decided to activate him yet, like you did Jeff Okuda and Jerry Hughes earlier this week, as they were eligible to come off just like Nico, and he hasn't practiced all week, clearly, to me, he's not ready to go. We'll see. If you get to game time and that ankle and he can go off and push off of it, I that's different to me. Hamstring, you cannot afford to have him re-aggravate that and miss another 5 weeks. That to me. So I think Nico should sit. Will, more of a game time thing.
Ron, I've probably overthought this, if I'm being completely honest, but I don't play Nico or Will this week. If they're not good enough to practice today, if they're not healthy enough to practice today, I'm not playing either of those guys. This is a monster game in prime time, and I hope the Texans show up, and all they got to do, if they just tweak some things offensively, hell, I give them a shot in the game being at home. But I don't play either one of these guys in this ball game. If when you look at this thing, this ball game means absolutely nothing. The Texans right now, the Texans are the magic number, if you will, for wins this season. Given the way everything's laid out right now, the magic number is 9. They've got to get to 9. I believe that is even a stretch, but it's the best case scenario that the Indianapolis Colts could get to 9. The Indianapolis Colts winning 5 of their next 8 is an extreme long shot, but it could happen if they catch fire. And that would put them at 9 wins. I don't think there's any chance in hell that the Colts get to 10. And right now the Texans are in a position where it's all about the division, win the division, and get in and fix your offense. Those are the two things that the Texans have to do. The magic number is 9. And when I look at the games the Texans have left on their schedule, you've got and I'm not saying they can't win against these teams, but let's just take these teams off the table because they're the best teams in the AFC. Let's take Baltimore. Let's take Kansas City. Those two out of the AFC. And then let's take Detroit, this primetime game this week. Take those three games off the table, right? Those are three of the best football teams in best teams in football. And let's look at the remaining schedule. The Texans have 5 other games. The Cowboys, very beatable. Next week, by the way. Very beatable. Damn sure if you've got all your weapons, right? The Miami Dolphins. Who knows what the hell's going on with Tua and how that ends up, what kind of team you're gonna see when Miami rolls into town. But either way, a beatable, very beatable football team, right? The Jacksonville Jaguars. You've already beat them. Who knows what's going to be going on with there? Hell, they may fire their coach, right? That there is a fully loaded against those guys, you win that ball game. And then you got the Titans twice, right? And the Titans are the team that, because you still play them twice, that if you really look at it, even though it'll never happen, they're the team that, because they still play you twice, could have own the tiebreaker and have a lighter road to catch you. It's not going to happen. But anyway, you've got to win 3 of those 5 football games. Forget about Baltimore. Forget about Kansas City. Forget about Detroit. That gets you to 9. You got to win at least 3 of those 5 football games. And they're very winnable games, very beatable teams. And if you're healthy, you can rattle that off. Hell, you can win all 5 of them. And to me, that's where this Texans team sits right now, is the focus is on the division, winning the division, and you need to be healthy in those 5 games. And the first of those 5 games that you have on the schedule starts next week versus Dallas. You win next week versus Dallas, and then you got to win 2 or 3 of your remaining conference game division games, and you're in, baby. You are in. And so I say all that to say, this game, although it's a monster game, means absolutely nothing. Nico Collins, you ain't seeing the field. I don't give a damn if you come to me and beg to play. Nico, you ain't seeing the field. Will Anderson, I gotta protect you from your damn self. I've been having to do it since you became a Texan. I'm sitting you on the bench in this ball game because I need you full go against the Dallas Cowboys.
Got to play the long game.
Got to, man. Anybody else? Foley Fatakasi, all these other guys.
Sitting them all down.
The only one I'm not, anybody on this defense, they're out. Anybody that's an impact player that I don't have a question on offense, Joe Mixon, if he weren't, he's not hurt. I don't want to scare anybody. He's not injured. But if he were, he ain't playing, right? But Nico Collins, that caliber player, no, you ain't playing. Offensively, Jarrett Patterson, I need you because we got to fix some things, baby. We're gonna take every opportunity we can to fix some things. But when you look at the true impact players on this football team, if you can't practice on Thursday, if you're that banged up, I don't care if it's just
after being off from Thursday.
Yes, an extra 3 days this week. Yeah, Ron, I'm not playing any of those guys, man. I'm playing the long game. I'm looking at this season as all I've got left to do at this point in time. I don't care what I do against Baltimore or Kansas City in the regular season, right? I mean, I'd like to be healthy. I'd like to beat the hell out of them. But at this point in time, I got to win my division. And then the game that matters, just like it was against Cleveland last year, the game that matters is the one when it's win or go home in the playoffs.
For you, the 1-2-3 seed, like fighting for seeding, so, right now they're in the fourth spot. They're three games back of the Chiefs. They play them, but not even the 1, 2, or 3 seed. Because right now, the 4 seed comes with Baltimore. Is there any thought of trying to avoid that? Any importance to that?
There's definitely importance to
but
it. Yeah.
But not as important to just
no. I mean, all of that falls second to making sure Indy doesn't catch you. Because I mean, look, it's if they get hot. And you continue to struggle the way you're struggling, and you drop a game you shouldn't drop. You drop a Cowboy game next week that you shouldn't drop. You know, you drop a game against Tennessee or Jacksonville that you shouldn't drop. The division could get interesting. That's got to going to have to take an absolute collapse to do it. But I just think if you're the decision makers with this organization, Ron, with guys like Will Anderson and Nico Collins, hey, man, it's about winning this division and solidifying the division. And maybe you do it earlier. Maybe Indy continues to lose and you win a couple of games and the magic number becomes 8. You know, if that's the case, very well could be in this division. If that's the case, then the plan changes. But right now, man, I got to have those guys next week against the Cowboys. I'm not risking and bringing them back early or risking further injuring an ankle that he could struggle with all year long. Only if you look at Will Anderson, has it been an ankle?
It was an ankle last year, slowed him down. Yep.
And earlier this year in training camp,
strengthen them ankles up, man.
I'm gonna go. He's gonna strengthen them for one more week. That's for damn sure, T. That's where I'm at with this thing. So yeah, man, I'm good. I'm good with the guys that are banged up right now, not playing this week. In fact, I wouldn't give them a chance. I wouldn't even give them a chance to get on the field. We're done. We're not playing this week, boys. I'm Clint Sterner. Ron Ugly is with me, and as he is always, and T. Mill is behind the glass at the studio. We are at Buffalo Wild Wings Willowbrook, up off Tomball Parkway. Come by, hang out with us. We got some giveaways, giving away a couple of tickets in that 5 o'clock hour. A couple of tickets to the Tennessee Titan game, right? Isn't that
yep,
right, Ron?
Tennessee Titan.
The Tennessee Titan game. Come on through. Also, I want to remind everybody, if you're listening via the Odyssey app, we greatly appreciate it. We appreciate it however you're listening, but the Odyssey app, make sure you download it. AUDACY. The Odyssey app has a bunch of features. One, you can take us everywhere, anywhere you go. Walking, jogging, working out, whatever, anything you're doing, you can take us with you via that Odyssey app. But there's also a rewind feature. Like right now, you could go back and listen. We had Tim Settle on at about 2:15, 2:16 timestamp there today. Tim Settle, interior defensive lineman for the Texans. You can go back and listen to that if you wanted to with that Odyssey app. So make sure that you got that sucker right there downloaded as well. Come through, hang out with us, see if you can't win a couple of tickets. Boys, I got a from the gram for you real quick. A little follow-up. Apparently, Megan Thee Stallion was onto something. You know, the pickle stuff and Cheetos inside it?
Oh, I thought you meant the white pants.
Well, she was definitely onto something, them white pants. I'm not telling anybody, any man, anything they don't know. Them white pants were for real now.
Shout out to you, Craig.
You remember she I heard the video of her saying that the hollowing out a pickle and stuffing hot Cheetos inside the pickle was a Houston thing. I don't know. I still have not, other than the text line, I've not tried it myself.
I thought you were gonna get on that.
Well, I would like to. Hell, I don't know where to go.
That's right, because you refused to do it. You refused to put in the hard work to hollow.
Oh, I'm not doing it. No, I really got turned on when somebody said there's a convenience store somewhere. I'm guessing down in Pearland where
I think you should put a little bit more work in it. And go ahead, well, do it, I mean, so you can experience.
It does sound good enough to where I might do that. Pickles and hot Cheetos. I am a big fan of both and Meg. So that's a threefer. But the point being, apparently, I don't know. I still don't know if it's a Houston thing, but apparently, it's a real thing. I need our listeners to check into this. But I think Cheetos, which the flaming hot Cheetos with limon, by the way, is my favorite chip probably. The jalapeno Miss Vicky's is pretty good, but the flaming hot Cheeto with limon is pretty good. Apparently, Cheetos is coming out with a flaming hot Cheeto with pickle flavor in it. Are y'all down? No. Scrunch your nose up,
hey,
no go.
Man, I don't like pickles. That don't even sound right.
And you don't like
pickles? I'm the opposite. I would be down because I love pickles, but I've never liked flaming hot Cheetos.
Well, I'll be damned, man. I'm down with this. I can get down with this. I mean, a bag of hot Cheetos and a Coors Light. Ooh, boy, that is crazy. Now you add a pickle to it?
Oh.
Well, it's not going to...
I could do everything else. That pickle, man, I don't know.
You don't like pickles at all?
Not at all. No, just stay cucumbers.
We eat a lot of pickles in my house.
Doesn't a pickle start out as a cucumber?
Indeed.
Just keep them cucumbers. Ain't no reason to go. Ain't no reason to go on.
Yeah, look, Meg is on to something. I don't know how Houston centric it is, but flaming hot Cheeto with a pickle flavor to it. I'm in. I'm going to give the. I don't know. I need everybody to check it out. I don't know how real it was. Apparently, they're coming in 2025. Cheetos. I've seen the bag already and everything.
Oh, I'm sure they're trying. I bet they are, especially if it's a thing. I bet they are, and I think they're. I know that I'm different. That I don't like pickles, but I could see a lot of people being into it. I think Courtney would be into that. I could see it. Not me. I can't stand them. I don't want pickles. I hate when they're born out of cucumbers. I want them to stay cucumbers. Some cucumbers and some ranch. I don't need.
I'm a fan, but I mean, like cucumbers, don't like pickles. That is a odd combo.
It's just once it turns into a pickle, it's a different taste. I don't like the sliminess, the texture.
It's got a different wang. It's got a different wang to it.
I don't like the texture. No.
Fried pickles might be one of my favorite ever bar foods. That is so good.
You get a good fried pickle. I don't know that I can disagree with you too.
I've eaten one on accident, thinking it was something else. Oh, ruined my whole night.
Probably saw heaven.
Hell. Saw hell. So I saw.
Big shout out to Megan Thee Stallion for putting me on the pickle Cheeto.
Yeah,
I'm into it.
I tasted it and I saw R. Kelly.
Yeah, as you get older, the heartburn gets worse, Chief. You tasted it and saw R. Kelly.
Hell.
Oh, I didn't know where you were going there. We're talking about pickles and Cheetos, and you bring R. Kelly into the mix.
Tasted
it.
At least I'm doing everybody the favor of talking about the picture of the visual of Megan Thee Stallion. You bring R. Kelly into it.
When he said you probably saw heaven, and I said hell. When I think of hell, I think of Robert Kelly and Art Briles. Coming up, would you rather, as we are live here, who else? When you think of hell, who is the person that you see in your eyes? Who is you see in your face? I see Robert Kelly. Who do you see?
Lucifer.
Somebody just in here just pointed at me, said they see me when they see him. Oh. All right. Coming up, a little would you rather. A little would you rather. And I can't wait to hear Tyler's response to this. I want to know if Tyler is going to be Dan Orlovsky and just stay and just continue to stay on a take. Or is he going to, with new evidence, have the heart to change his mind? We'll discuss that coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back as we are live Thirsty Thursday here, Buffalo Wild Wings, Willowbrook Plaza. Come on out, have a good time. We'll be here till 6 o'clock. Coming up, as soon as this segment ends, we'll have our next winner. Our next winner for a $25 Visa gift card. All you got to do is sign your name, put it in our raffle box, and you'll get a chance to win a $25 Visa gift card. We'll be doing that as soon as this segment concludes. We'll pick our next winner. And in the 5 o'clock hour, the big one, a pair of tickets. You will get a pair of tickets to see the Texans take on the Tennessee Titans. And not only will you get those tickets, but Bud Light is also hooking you up with a pair of wristbands. Tailgating, you can get free drinks, free food, courtesy of Bud Light. So that's coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. So if you are in the building and you want to sign your name like my man with that cool-ass Kansas City Monarchs hat on right there, you can sign that right now like he's doing.
Never heard of her.
I know you had never heard of her. Just a little Negro Leagues baseball, baby. But if you're on your way in, you can also it was also sign your name in as well and have a chance to win those tickets and or gift card coming up as soon as this segment ends. All right, I want to do a little would you rather. Little would you rather right now is there's a big game coming up tonight for several reasons. One, the Bengals, they can get back into the playoff race right now with a win. They'd be 5-5 and get closer, or the Ravens can really kind of bury them if they get a win tonight. But a big one tonight, Ravens hosting the Bengals, should be a fun one tonight, Clint. But this is my would you rather to everybody. Those of you here on YouTube and Twitch, you can answer, be a part of this. Those of you on our 5-Hour Energy fan text line, 5-Hour Energy, the official energy shot of Sports Radio 610 and football super fans, you can chime in on this. If you had to start a team right now, would you rather have the reigning MVP Lamar Jackson, or would you rather have Joe Burrow, the guy who has been to a Super Bowl and almost won one over the Rams? Who would you rather have right now, Lamar or Joe Burrow? 713-572-4610. Text in, those of you on YouTube and Twitch as well. Clint, who would you rather have right now, Lamar or Joe Burrow?
This is a tough one for me.
It's become tougher, and I know that's why
you asked it.
It's become tougher, right? I think when we first started working together, this wasn't tough for you.
No.
I think the next year it wasn't tough. It's become tougher the last 2 years because, one, Lamar won the MVP, and many odds, I believe, Tyler, have Lamar at the top of the list again.
That is correct.
This year, him and Josh Allen and then his teammate, Derrick Henry. But who would you rather have?
Here's why
stall for you.
Well, no. Here's why it's so difficult is because the more I dug into it, there is very, very little this year statistically that separate the two. Joe's got 20 touchdowns and 4 picks. Lamar's got 20 touchdowns and 2 picks. Their offenses are, when you look at how many yards they have, they're both lighting it up. The difference obviously is Lamar's
500 yards.
He's got 550 rushing yards.
Some touchdowns off of that.
You look at their defense. I think Cincinnati is middle of the pack pretty much in everything. And then you look at Baltimore. They are the best defense in the league versus the run and the absolute worst versus the pass. So, I mean, you look at this and you go, well, neither guy, there's like, you can't say that one guy has a luxury over the other, really, from his supporting cast. Maybe Derrick Henry with Lamar, I guess, and Joe's not dealing with a run game.
His offensive line, I think. Maybe, well, you know what? Baltimore's offensive line is not great. It's helped a lot by what they do. That's something they're growing into. But yeah,
I would go with Joe Burrow for one reason, and that's because I can call. A lot of what Lamar's going to do is going to be off-script. The most beautiful thing about him is going to be the off-script, off-schedule stuff. You can't call that. You just got to hope it happens. I would go with Joe in a sense of I feel like the part that you can call on and have more control over as a play caller, and I think Joe wins that battle. But it's a tough one. I'd go with Joe.
All right, I see some people texting in. Joe all day, Lamar Jackson stop the cap, Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow every day and twice on Sunday. Joe has Chase to pass to, and the stats are skewed. Excuse me, Tyler. I want to hear from you because when we first started working together, Tyler, I believe you were one who would say that Lamar wasn't even a quarterback, that he was a running back playing.
I've admitted that I was a Lamar hater to a degree in the beginning.
Have you come off of that? I just want to
make
sure. All right, you've come off of that. Like, so you do give him
I've seen the light.
A quality. You've got new evidence, and you're not just going to hang on to it like some other dude just hang on to take. As I said in the tease, Dan Orlowski was just going to hang on the Carson Wentz train.
Yeah.
Until he died to back up quarterbackville.
Yeah, I ain't so hanging on to that one. I would go with Lamar in this situation.
Would you? Yeah, I am. I think I am with you as well on the Lamar thing, and not just because, I mean, he's gearing up to win his third MVP. I mean, that's passing Mahomes potentially if he does that. That's now we're getting into the Brady, you know, Rodgers, Manning territory in terms of.
By the way, if we're being real, like, he should probably win more of those than he loses.
What?
MVPs.
You know, his value to his team.
There's nobody. I mean, he's got 500 something yards. Like, he's got more rushing yards than the Cincinnati Bengals running back.
Yeah, like when you have Goff mentioned with him, like there's so much. He's just the quarterback on the best team.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you feel like, I mean, to me, I think Allen this year, because of what's around him, is in that. And then, you know, I think Mahomes, obviously, but he does have Andy, which helps him a lot. But then when you look at the injuries and stuff they've had to still stay afloat, we'll see. But I would go Lamar because, you know, some of the stuff you said there, I mean, he has improved leaps and bounds to me in the last, like, 2 years as a passer. And I was going to say myself, like, he is starting to get better with the easy throws in the pocket. He is hitting. It's Justice Hill a lot that he's hitting that easy throw out of the backfield. He is killing just the easy flare routes that he's able to get out to guys. He's doing more, and he is being smarter about the runs he's, you know, with the hits he's taking and things like that. It is to a point, like, Joe to me was always something that I went with, but I feel like he's completing over 68% of his passes this year. His passing ability is starting to now catch up with making his ability to run the football, which you can't do nothing about, it is starting to make that even more scarier, where I think it's caught up to what Joe can do. Now, I'm not going to lie to you. I trust Joe late more. Like, if I got a drive, I trust Joe more. Sure. But right now, if I had to pick one, I would rather go with Lamar.
The crazy thing about Lamar is why dummies, no offense, Tyler, but we're talking about him not being a quarterback. Like, when you watch him play, like, the arm talent's always been there.
Yeah.
Like, the ability to drop the arm slot and make some of these off-schedule, off-platform, weird release point throws has always been like damn near elite, definitely elite in our world, but almost elite in an NFL world. It's just like what you're talking about, just getting those little, tying the feet to the eyes and the eyes to the arm, like getting all that stuff figured out. It's hard to do at this NFL level. He's done that. It's impressive.
All right, coming up, we're about to hook somebody up with another $25 gift card. So if you better get in here and sign that, we'll do that as soon as we get done with this segment. But we talked about a lot of guys that play a major role that have been injured or have missed time. I think there's one person we're definitely leaving out. I want to discuss that. And how did we get here? How did we get here with Bobby Slowick? We'll discuss that.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story
of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up next.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, congratulations to our latest winner, Rodney. He wins. It was a gift card. We have one final giveaway here in the 5 o'clock hour. It's the big one. Sorry, Rodney. A pair of tickets to the Titans and Texans game coming up in a couple of weeks. You can win those tickets and a couple of wristbands courtesy of Blood Bud Light. As you, you'll have a chance to tailgate, get some free food. Some free drinks. Our guy is signing his name. You can do exactly what he is doing. Sign your name and put it in our raffle box to give yourself a chance to win. Boy, Glenn, I thought we was going to have the old coach of the Arkansas Razorbacks basketball team.
Mike Anderson
shows up. Boy, I'm telling you.
Mike, if you're out there, man, you could have won $25.
Oh, my God. If Courtney is listening to this right now. Mike Anderson, he was formerly the coach of Missouri with her.
He went Arkansas, Missouri, then back to Arkansas.
Oh, you know, I love Arkansas.
She would wait for his outfit because he was trying to bring it, but it was always just off. Like, damn, like, why you have so much going on with that? You got,
that's not good.
I'm just saying, you got pinstripes, I mean, dark ones on the shirt, and you got busyness on the tie. And think he looked good, man. I mean, you could tell Mike he wasn't looking good at all. See, every time that TV would come on, Mike would come up on that screen. Mike! He would say, "Oh, Mike Anderson, boy, that's a country dude too, boy. I mean, boy, you hear him, you know what part of the country he live in." Shout out to old Mike Anderson, the old basketball coach out there. Just lost his last gig at St. John's. Damn! Shout out to Mike Anderson. All right, as we're out here, Buffalo Wild Wings, Willow Brook Park, Willow Brook Plaza. Come on out, hang out with us. We'll be here till 6 o'clock. As I said, you got a chance to win a pair of tickets coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. As we see people walking in, you might want to sign your name and put it in our raffle box. All right, Clint, you know, we have talked a lot, and you talked about it a little bit earlier in the 4 o'clock hour, the importance of some of these guys getting back. We talked about the importance of Nico Collins, and we've seen that while he's been out. We've talked about the importance of Joe Mixon. Hell, the whole running game falls apart when he's not there. We've seen the importance and understand the importance of Will Anderson, who may or may not be there, and we saw him in the fourth quarter missing time. It made the defense look different because he's been your best player defensively. There have been a lot of guys. Hell, Kamari Lassiter, we saw the importance of him in a couple of games that he was out. There are a lot of guys of importance we've talked about. Azeez Alshire, he's set to come back in this game as well. He's practiced all week. He's been out for multiple weeks. Clint, I think maybe we kind of maybe shortchange his importance. Listen, I'm not going to say it's right up there with them, but I think it's pretty damn close, right? I feel like he is a guy that we should be talking about a little bit more in terms of, hey, he's back. He is back because they look different. And I think the linebacker play's been pretty good, but they look, I appreciate that respect. They look different without him. And he is clearly, to me, the leader of that defense. So there is major importance, and that's a huge thing for D'Amico's defense that they get him back.
I would agree. I think they've had some guys that have played some really good football in his absence, and so I think as a team,
that's maybe masked it a little bit.
Yeah, but I mean, as a team, the good thing about that is that you've built depth and depth that you have confidence in. Because of that injury, you now have Devin White, who is played a lot more. I think a lot sooner than most expected. So you've got not only depth, but you've got potentially some longer term guys that are playing for you at this point in time. So. Even though guys have played and played well, there's no doubt about it. You're missing Azeez Alshire. I mean, we're talking about. I said earlier I want more Joe Mixon because Joe Mixon will call somebody out. Joe Mixon will check folks, coaches, players, quarterback. It doesn't matter. Azeez is that guy on the defensive side of the football, and yeah, that's a to get your alpha, your biggest leader back would be huge.
Because you remember when he was last playing? I mean, you know, when he was laying people out on the sideline. With
getting
the
up,
Bears,
punching people. Yeah,
getting up. He was. I remember one game he really jumped off the screen as one of the big players there. And I think that's the point you've made. Like we've seen games where the receivers, like the Packers game, they were just nowhere to be found, and it really, you know, heightened the fact that you didn't have Nico. We saw against the Packers what it looked like when your second corner wasn't there. And obviously we talked about with Joe Mixon. But Azeez Alshire is going to be a big – I think you will see a difference how the defense is run, how it looks, them in position. And we've talked about this with Joe Mixon. I think he plays this role on that side. His intensity, Jimmy Ward too, which they may get back to, their intensity and what they're bringing to the table – is a big factor as well with them.
Absolutely. 100%. Without a doubt.
Yeah. All right. I want to get this from the people as well, Clint. How did we get here with Bobby Sloan? How do we? Because, like, I want you to hear what I'm saying. I'm not saying this is the case. But Bobby Sloan, to me, feels like he may be in a place where he's closer to getting fired than he is being a head coach. Like, I'm not saying he's getting fired, but, like,
it was
easy to think, Bobby Sloan, but this is going to be his last year. The Texans better start preparing for life without him. But it feels like that maybe, like, he's in the Mike Kafka role. Remember Mike Kafka, how hot he was?
Uh-huh.
And then Saquon Barkley left, and they had Daniel Jones by himself, and you weren't hearing anything about him being a head coach. It's, to me, the wildest thing, and I hope to see something different tonight, or I mean Sunday night, is the wildest thing to me is how long it has taken for them to be able to find answers to what defenses are doing to them.
Yeah, I think the craziest part of this thing to me is exactly what made – and you can even say this about C.J. Stroud, but just about the offense. Like, what made Bobby Slowick such a hot head coach candidate was what he was able to do with a rookie quarterback in a quote-unquote rebuilding organization, right? And what that was he was able to develop and protect a young quarterback even while he didn't have wide receivers that were healthy. They couldn't stay healthy. The offensive line wasn't healthy out of the gate. So he was able to overcome all of that inexperience at the quarterback position and all of those injuries to the tune of the quarterback being one of the best in the league and winning 10 ball games, right? And when you look at it, the struggles that we've seen this year have been heavily pushed towards the offensive line and pass protection. But if you really look at it, Bobby Slowick and C.J. Stroud are doing the exact opposite of what they did last year. Last year, everything from designing plays to creating a game plan to calling plays in real time to the quarterback executing it, everything was geared around get the ball out of the quarterback's hands, don't let the offensive line become a problem, and if you have a receivers injured, then you take the one guy, which at the time was Nico Collins, and you move him around in a way in which you can get him quick touches right now. That's what made those guys, and I'm including quarterback play because it's so vital to what Bobby Slowick, whether it's good or bad, it's ultimately the product of Bobby Slowick, right? And this year, the one thing they're missing is making that simple. It's simple to say, obviously, but making that adjustment to how both of these guys approach offensive football. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No.
It's crazy to think that it's what they were so great at last year is the exact problem right now.
It's almost, Clint, like with the personnel and the health. You know, we feel like we got a healthy offensive line. We got our guys in the spot. We want to play them. Kenyon Green, they feel like it's an upgrade from the revolving door we had on the inside. Juice is where we want it to be. And we've added, you know, Diggs. And we've got – it seemed like the added talent made them believe – that they should change the way they approach things.
It's 100%.
And I can understand it.
Agreed.
To a certain extent. But the big part for me that I can't get past him, I'm not like many other people who solely just blame it on Bobby Slowick. Like I saw on YouTube and Twitch, someone texted, Bobby is the one holding us back. Well, I think there are some things that are holding him back from being able to call the games that he does. But he does deserve his fair share of blame. And I think where it goes for him is, all right, I got it. You felt like this could be a more open, big play offense when you've added Joe Mixon and you've added all of this and you've got guys healthy, you got the offensive line, because I think he came in and said, all right, I got to protect this offensive line with all these injuries right off the bat. He had injuries. And then at some point he said, but this year he said, no, now I can go. But at some point you saw you can't do that. You saw the personnel was maybe more than what you valued. You got injuries. You saw what happened. That's the part to me is that they haven't up to this point turned and changed and adjusted to what they have. And the part that's frustrating, Clint, is we know that they can – there is something – that they're capable of doing differently because their offense would run better if they just attacked like they did last year.
Yeah.
It's not that he doesn't have the answer. It's weird that it's taken so long.
I think that the easiest way to couch what the Texans' problems are right now, so everybody can understand it, is going into last week's game, knowing everything you know, no matter what level fan you are, just knowing everything that you know about the team, everything screamed, run Joe Mixon. 8 of the first 11 calls were passes. And that's including, by the way, in that three runs, 8 plus 3 is 11, in the first 11, the 3 runs, 2 of them were penalties that got stopped before the play ever, so they really didn't even count.
You
really only had one run. Like that mindset of we're going to go in there and just continue to do our thing instead of just simply pay attention to what you do well. And because they're not above it, because what did he do on that third drive? He turned around and handed that thing to Joe Mixon about 8 straight times.
Led to a touchdown.
I mean, they loaded up. They loaded up tight end packages and loaded. I mean, they were no question going to force the run at that point. So they shifted. Why did it take 2 drives to shift like that?
Yeah, that's the adjustment. The adjustment overall, whether it is within game, whether it is overall, is that's the part that is mind blowing.
They're all fixable.
Agreed.
Is that we? And that's the part you know they can.
Yeah,
you know they've done it. It's not like a deal of, hey man, it's the only thing he does. No, he has done this.
But Ron, what I'm saying is, we all know that this offense can run it this year. Something as recent as – forget last year, something as recent as this year. We know that the one thing you can depend on is to run the football, and Kenyon Green was going to struggle versus Quinnen Williams. And you said, to hell with it, I'm just going to keep doing what I do.
All right, coming up as we continue in the 5 o'clock hour, injury report is out. There are some names that are showing up, and it's not really great news for the Texans in regards to them being able to have them on the field on Sunday. The Rockets, big win last night, and they've made a roster move. We'll let you know the latest with that. All of that coming up next right here live on The Drive.
I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.